Have you heard the news? Multi-Stream Machine is open for enrollment for a limited time.
If you're a product-based business owner who's ready to finally have a clear roadmap to build a sustainable and thriving business that supports itself and pays you the salary you dream of,
then you're going to want to head to multistreammachine.com and check it out. All right, now let's jump into the episode. Welcome to the Product Boss Podcast, where we're dedicated to helping product-based business owners turn into revenue-generating, successful, happy product bosses. I'm Jacqueline Snyder.
And I'm Mina Kunlosita. Together through digital courses, coaching, and masterminds, we've helped over 50,000 students from startup to multi-million dollar businesses scale their sales while blending in their dream life.
It gets lonely out there in the product business world. We fully believe a business shouldn't be built alone. There's room at the top for all of us.
So let's get scrappy and creative together, Product Boss, to be profitable, make more sales, and grow your visibility.
Are you ready? Let's dive in. Welcome back, everyone. This is part two of our series on how to generate consistent revenue year round. So we are just on the cusp of the holiday season. A lot of you are starting to see that snowball of sales take effect. This is the busiest buying time and consumer buying season. But what we really want to help you do and think about is how do you drive consistent sales, right? I know a lot of you out there are like, yeah, I get a lot of sales in this month, but not these other months. And you really want to see your business generating consistent sales and generating profitability, because that profit is the thing that you can reinvest back into the business. That profit is the thing that you get to take home, right? You get to put money in your pocket.
You get to pay yourself.
Pay yourself, maybe go on vacation. And then long run, that profitability is the thing that's going to help you scale, because you can reinvest it into the business to grow. You can hire help so you don't have to do all the things. There's so many things you can do when your business is profitable.
Yeah, for sure. And this is our kind of our series that we're having for such a big week, which is the open doors of our signature course, Multi-Stream Machine, where we talk about exactly what we're talking about in this series. Well, we teach about, our framework of systems, visibility, and sales. So we've taught this to thousands of people, and they've had millions of dollars in success. So really thinking about how are you going to grow to be a revenue generating, consistent, sustainable business that brings profit into your pocket? Well, you do it with our framework. You do it in actionable steps. You do it with a community that also is growing their small product businesses. So this framework of systems, visibility, and sales. So last week, we went over systems, which were the main areas that we focus on for product businesses that they're making mistakes in, that they can build a solid foundation. Today, we're going to take that a step further into the money-making part, where this goes hand in hand with each other, and that is visibility and sales. So next episode, we're going to talk about sales, but today we're going to talk about visibility, which is pretty much the marketing arm of your business and how you really are bringing in potential money is what I like to call it, right?
Yeah. But so, here's the deal.
Yes.
The doors to Multi-Stream Machine do close tomorrow, Tuesday, September 20th. So if you're listening in the future, you could still get on the wait list to know when we open the doors again. But for those of you that have been with us, that have opened your email, seen us on social media, been a part of our workshops and our challenge, head to multistreammachine.com. Again, that's multistreammachine.com. We've got the link in the show notes. And join us now, because we are going to go
immediately.
Over right now, because depending on when you're listening to this, the doors are closing, they are slamming shut, and we want to help you diversify. We want you to have multiple streams of revenue. We want you to have your visibility. And I know so many of you, and we're going to talk about that in today's episode, you believe that if you had more eyes on your business, more people would buy from you. And that is something that we teach inside of Multi-Stream Machine without ever telling you to spend a single cent on ads, right? So much of this is organic visibility. Mm-hmm. These are the ways to drive sales. So make sure to join us inside of Multi-Stream Machine. You have, you know, depending on when you're listening, just, you know, hours left to come join us inside.
Yeah, for sure. We want to make you profitable and not just busy. Even if you're a maker and doing things with your own hands, we want you to be, makers got to make money is what we know. And mm-hmm. So we really want that to be something where you get to build your business around your life, right?
Okay,
and so
sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, no. I'm ready to jump in. I'm excited.
Go to the next slot. Okay. So visibility, right? Visibility expands and amplifies your reach, right? It helps you reach more potential customers. And we want you to be known for your bestsellers when you lean into visibility. So here's the thing. For visibility, you must create visibility and become memorable and referable to your customers. And how we teach is it will start with your bestsellers. Now, I feel like this should turn into a drinking game that every time we say the word visibility, you take a drink. So if you've got your beverage in hand, water, coffee, wine, let's turn this into a game.
Yeah. So the thing about visibility, and this is what we like to say, is that you are like a star in the universe, right? How are people going to even know you exist? So a lot of times when we're thinking about, okay, I need more visibility, need more eyes on my business, because how many of you out there think, if only I could get more eyes on my business, I would make more sales? Well, there's some truth to that. But the thing is that you actually need to know, or you actually need to tell people you exist. So for example, if you're a star in the universe, in this vast expanse of the universe, how are people going to even find you? Well, stars, people know that, oh, the Big Dipper is over here, or the, can't think of
Orion's
any other.
Belt.
Yeah, Orion's Cassiopeia. Belt is over here.
How yes. far can I go with this?
Well, let's stop right there. But,
okay. but here's what I want to say. Like, I've launched thousands of startup businesses, okay? And so many times people come to me and they say, hey, I'm starting a business. I want to make, I don't know, an activewear legging company, or I want to make a plus size company, or I want to make bathing suits, whatever it is that they want to make. And I'm like, that's great. Great idea. But how are people going to find you? How are they going to know you exist? How are you going to sell to them? These are the questions I've had with thousands of people. And so here's what I want to say is that, and I'll just give another example. I had a one-on-one client. You guys can't work with me one-on-one anymore. This is the closest way, like through the product boss. So this is the thing. But I had a one-on-one client, and she had spent tens of thousands of dollars on creating the product, on development, on production. She went into production without ever having a warm audience to sell to. She spent 10 grand on building her website. She spent 10 grand on SEO, search engine optimization, all of these things. And she was out of business within 3 months. And the reason she was out of business within 3 months is that she was creating a bra for sleeping. It was a sleeping bra. And she believed that your breasts sag when you sleep. And so she goes out and she tries to sell, and she's working on SEO, but nobody is searching for sleeping bras. Nobody knows that this is a problem that they have to solve, right? We're all just thinking gravity and old age. Now, don't quote me. This is not a medical professional.
Yeah. The bras don't exist anymore, but I'm not sure if this is an actual problem. But so many, you have to realize that the reason why they weren't able to find her is if you build it, they will not come. You right. have to tell them that you've built it. Is
right.
The thing
so
here.
If I were to tell all of you, hey, guess what, ladies? Like, when you go to sleep, that is when the sagging is happening. Like, it's not during the day. It's when you're sleeping. And you're like, oh my goodness, like I can prevent this with a sleeping bra. And then I've got your solution, which is this sleeping bra you would buy from me. So instead, she should have worked on her visibility. She should have worked on people knowing that she existed in the world to
and
realize
that the problem existed.
That the problem existed and that she had the solution. And that is the idea of people looking up at a beautiful starry night of sky, like the sky, and just seeing stars versus being able to say, oh, I noticed that star. I know what that constellation is, right? So that's what we want you all to realize, is that you have beautiful, amazing products. You're creating incredible businesses. But unless you're doing some of the things that we teach and hear about how to get the best visibility possible, it is going to be really hard to grow your business. So this is where Mina and I talk about push marketing and pull marketing. There's the traditional push marketing where a lot of you are going on Instagram and social media and like putting out content, but how do you pull your customers in to buy? And that's through visibility.
Right. So there's a formula using those two things. And here is how it is laid out. Okay. So ears up on this one.
This is our formula for yes. best visibility possible.
Right. And so to create the best visibility possible, you need to have discoverability. This means creating awareness around, usually starting with your bestseller, so you can become known for something. But discoverability isn't just enough, right? You just saying, here I am, that sort of thing, you pushing out to the world. It takes this other part, engagement. You actually showing up, pulling customers in with stories around let's say your bestsellers, showing them proof, all these different things. So again, discoverability plus engagement equals best visibility possible. And you do that on different places that can create that visibility for you, that awareness that we're talking about.
Absolutely. So let's talk about some of the things when it comes down to visibility, right? So how do you create the best visibility possible? Now, these are things that we talk about and we focus on inside of our modules, inside of Multi-Stream Machine. And all of this is typically without you having to spend any money, right? We're not talking about running ads. We're not talking about paying people. We really want to take out those obstacles of you spending any other money, but learning and teaching yourself in really quick and easy, implementable ways. Like, we've seen people just touch on one of these modules and transform their business. And we're going to share that with you and some of our student stories. So in order to create the best visibility possible, you need to push, you need to create content, engage, and become known for your bestsellers. We always talk about Juicy Couture tracksuits for all my 90s peeps out there, right? Like, all of us knew about these Juicy Couture velour color tracksuits because that was their bestsellers, but they became known for their bestsellers. Back in the 90s, in 1997, I went to Fred Siegel, which is this fashionable store in LA, and I bought myself a pair of Juicy Couture denim, right? I own a pair of denim jeans from them. Now, this is before the tracksuit, but once the tracksuit hit, and it became their bestseller, that's the thing they scaled, they became known for. You could look and be like, that's a Juicy Couture tracksuit because they were known for it. So how are ways that you can get best visibility possible, Mina?
So remember, just to remind you, visibility is about expanding your reach, right? Letting people know you exist and engaging with this, you know, pushing out, hey, I exist, look at me, I discover me, and then also bringing them in and engaging with them. So the ways that you can do that is by creating multiple ways of becoming more visible, multiple ways of marketing. This is what we teach you in Multi-Stream Machine. We actually teach you how to do it, okay? So the first way is on social platforms. That's where you get on, you engage, and you start engaging with your audience and saying, here I am. But not only that, but you're engaging with them. It's not one of those things where they're going to happen upon you on the Instagram algorithm. I will tell you that. So make sure you get onto those social platforms. Second way is influencers, doing collaborations and affiliates with them where you're able to create these partnerships, because it will parlay into what's going to be this third one that I explained to you. And that is other people's audiences, right? So ones where you're creating that visibility and potentially sales. This is why we always say that visibility crosses over with sales. So in the next episode, we're going to talk about sales, but it crosses over because you can gain visibility on other people's platforms, but you can gain sales by going through other people's audiences. So same sort of thing where it crosses over, where you're able to not only show people you actually exist, but get them to buy from you as well, right? Mm-hmm. The fourth way is search engine optimization. That's what Jacqueline was talking about, where it's a backdoor, but being really intentional with that, being really strategic with that is key, right? And all of these, there's strategies to you actually approaching them as a small business. So you're not dilly-dallying on, let's say, a social platform. You really know how to create content and engage on there. Another search engine optimization, search engine would be Pinterest, for example. So we talk a little bit about Pinterest in Multi-Stream Machine, but it's not where you're going on there and just pinning all the things for whatever. You are literally using that as a business tool in an organic way. And then the next one is in-person events are local. This is really the resurgence of in-person and local has really happened in this holiday season and this fall time. So this one is really important for all of you to think about, how can I really start my snowball when it comes to in-person events, and really start how it always has in this concentric circle of who is closest to you and building that out from there in the more eyes, the more visibility that you're able to get.
Yeah, because I'll bet a lot of you are going to these in-person events, but you aren't using them in, like, you're going, you're trying to make sales, you're trying to, you know, move product, but are you using them as visibility tools, right? Marketing, are you using these to make big connections? Are you using it to take you further than that day or those couple days that you're at that in-person? So that's something we work on in MSM. Hey, hey, product boss. We all know that building a product-based business isn't easy, is it? But here's the truth. It doesn't have to be so hard.
In fact, when you have the right systems and support in place, You can skyrocket your sales and finally create the product business that fits your life and lifestyle. That's why we're so excited to announce that Multistream Machine is officially open for enrollment for a limited time.
We've taken our 20 years of experience in building product-based businesses, including our own, which have generated millions, and created a completely turnkey system to help you scale your business and create the revenue you've dreamed of.
If you're a product-based business owner who's ready to build a sustainable and thriving business that can support itself and pay you the salary you dream of,
or get more customers to easily find you and buy from you without spinning your wheels while stuck on social media and spending money on paid ads,
have a clear roadmap that shows you exactly how to create a plan and sell more so you can stop guessing and start knowing,
then you're going to want to head to multistreammachine.com and check it out.
You can go through the course at your own pace. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. And our thousands of alumni can tell you there's no other course for product-based businesses like it.
So friends, we'll see you in there. So here are some questions to ask yourself about when you're trying to get the best visibility possible. Are you engaging with your customers, right? Are you in conversation with your customers? Do they feel connected to you? This is one of the most important things that's going to help you stand out from the competition. It's going to help you stand up from other people on your sales platforms, from the big guys. It's that engagement. Also, are your customers able to find you online and offline? Are other people talking about you and sharing about you and your products, right? Like we just mentioned, you know, Juicy Couture. Well, back in the day, I mean, it was the time of Paris Hilton.
So Paris and Nicole. Are we out of that time?
Just kidding. A little. We moved on to our besties. No, but, you know, they would wear it and people would see it. And that's a little bit of that influencer right back in the day with the celebrity. But there are other ways. Like Mina on the podcast, if you've listened for any amount of time, she's talked about an ice roller, mm-hmm. right? I had no idea about the ice roller until Mina saw her friend who just naturally posted about it online. And then she became a fan, bought it. I've now recently bought one. It took me only 3 years, but I did it.
About $11?
Yeah.
Took you 3 years, huh?
Yeah, I didn't. I saw it in the store finally. I was like, that ice roller that Mina's talked about forever. And some of you may have made that purchase, okay? So that is an example of other people talking about it and sharing about it. Then are you finding new eyes for your business? The two levers that you need, the absolute two levers that you need in your business to continue to grow are one, new customers, right? New eyes, new customers discovering you, because that gets them the very front end. And then you work on your visibility tools, you work on engagement, all these things to get them to convert into a buying customer. But then the other lever is that you have your current customers that you sell more to, right? But what we're going to talk about, are you finding the new eyes? And so many of you feel stuck, especially if Instagram was a strategy for you and Instagram is no longer allowing new people to find us unless you do certain things. So, and then also, are customers finding you without paying for ads, right? And a lot mm-hmm. of you probably feel pretty stuck in that spot too.
Yeah, for sure. So we wanted to share a few stories of our Multistream Machine students to give you a little bit of inspiration and proof that it can be done. Okay. So first we're going to talk about Peggy of Oakland Tico and her path to profit. She's amazing. Follow her on Instagram. But most of all, really let this story sink in for all of you because she really worked on her visibility. So what she sells is actually tea and tea accessories and tea syrups, anything around tea. Okay. So she ended up creating boxes with her best selling products, her tea products. So this is loose leaf tea, different, you know, tea powders, that sort of thing. She leaned into engaging with her customers on social media, on Instagram, and she did it by showing how to use and demonstrate her teas and her syrups and her milks and all these different things and use the platform to convert followers into customers. So she did it with intention. Okay. She used her brick and mortar to also, she also had a brick and mortar cafe. She also used her brick and mortar to improve sales in person as well. So she was able to think about the visibility in person as well as on social media and kind of throw back and forth to each other. So a lot of times, you know, if someone's meeting you locally, can you transfer them over to online? You know, could you transfer them over to in person or even think about the other multiple ways of visibility that you're creating, multiple ways of marketing. And so Peggy says, and this is after multi-stream machine, she said, it's my first year and we broke $100K. So surreal.
So she broke $100,000 in her first year.
Six-figure business in her first year. So she did that by multiple ways of marketing and creating visibility around her products.
So amazing. I mean, if you follow Oakland Tea Co., amazing social presence and her marketing and her photos, and she's worked on her pricing. I mean, she's worked through all of Multi-Stream Machine, but this is just an example of someone who has done really well with organic visibility. So the next student that we love to talk about and love so much are Dana and Aaron of Race Ready Obstacles. Now, they create like Ninja Warrior type products that people can create their own Ninja Warrior outside kind of thing, right? So climbing tools, zip liney, all the stuff, right? Obviously, we don't do it.
Like we're talking gibberish at this point.
It's people who are active that leave their computers.
Yeah, but if you see it visually, it's literally they're building the obstacle courses with these different apparatuses.
Right, and people can buy them, right? So Dana and Aaron, you know, where they were stuck was that they needed more potential customers to know that their business existed, right? We saw this, you know, huge rise of like popularity of American Ninja Warrior and the idea of that. And that kind of turned into a sport. Like you'll see that there are gyms now that offer Ninja Warrior. There are kids that do it. They're, you know, and people were kind of makeshifting their own product, their own obstacles in their backyard. Well, they saw that problem and they created a solution with these amazing products, but they knew that people needed to know that they existed to actually come and buy from them. And so what they did is when they joined Multi-Stream Machine, they went straight to the SEO module, which is search engine optimization, to learn how to pull customers to their website, right? And they use SEO as a backdoor for customers to discover their business. And this also reinforces the brand and creates value to their customers with a blog. And this is stuff that we teach inside about SEO, about how to find keywords, how to get more site traffic without spending any money on it. And then what it does is we teach it like this, like a backdoor in to discover. Because, you know, if you try and compete with the word bras, you're not going to be able to compete with Macy's and Soma and Victoria's Secret, right? So there are other ways that we teach SEO. So here's their results after joining Multi-Stream Machine. So she said, I'm taking a photo of my computer screen. It's a little bit blurry, but I started implementing SEO from Multi-Stream Machine in September last year. And look at the increase in organic traffic. Coincidence? I think not. Thanks so much for everything. So the screen grab she gave us was in September of 2021. It was almost at zero. By November, so September, October, November, 2 months, by November. So my friends, when you're listening to this in real time, imagine that where you're starting now and in 2 months, they grew their organic monthly traffic to 500 organic visitors per month. Who wants 500 organic people landing on their website every month? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I do.
Yeah, especially something as specific as what they do, because they don't sell a lot of little things. They sell these big, you know, there's an Anchors Away kit sort of thing where you're creating an obstacle from. So it's a really, really specific but cool thing that they're selling.
Right. But for all of us, we can use SEO. Seen this, you know, it's like if you sell candles and someone types in candles or soy wax candle or coconut wax candles, how are they going to find you? You're not going to be able to compete with the big guys. So we teach exactly how to drive traffic and to be discoverable. And this is something I implemented in my own business to end up in the top 1 to 3 spot in Google for about 25 top keywords. Okay. And we teach that to you. So here's what happened for Aaron and Dana. In 2020, they made $43,000 in revenue. In 2021, after Multi-Stream Machine, they doubled that and they made $88,000. Right? They 2x their revenue and they have 500 organic monthly visitors as of last year in November of 2021. Amazing.
Yeah. So quickly. Great job.
Good job, team. Okay. So the last story I want to share with you is I know you know a lot about her. We talk about her a lot, but she's just such an incredible case study and example of what's possible for those of you that do join Multi-Stream Machine. We know it's possible from all of these student stories that we're sharing with you. And that's Annika of Hey Mavens.
Yeah, I like sharing this story because she really did this despite being a maker. Like there's limiting beliefs around that, as well as she did it in the time of 2020. So listen to the story. It's super incredible. Okay. So Annika's path to profit was this. She was making, cutting, and sewing everything herself. So she makes handmade lingerie. Okay. She had one employee and struggled to make sales. She paid the employee before she even paid herself. I mean, raise your hand if this sounds like you. This sounds like all of us when we first started. She was selling direct to customers through her website and Instagram with her highest sales per month at $798. So her highest sales month was $798. And then she felt stuck because, like all of us, she felt uncertain because her plans were canceled and she was fearful and uncertain if she should even sell because the pandemic hit. She didn't believe it was possible to grow her business, especially in 2020.
Yeah. So Annika joined Multistream Machine, and this is what she decided to do when she jumped in. Because remember, this is Multistream Machine is in Netflix and binge format. In the very first module, we help you create your path to profit like Annika has created hers. And it's like, what do you need to work on? What in systems, what in visibility, and what in sales? And this is the stuff that's going to be a game changer. This is going to change your business like the students were sharing, okay? So what Annika decided to do is she leaned into selling through social media and her collaboration. So she went into the social and collaboration modules, and she learned how to sell on social media on a consistent basis and engage with her customers. So even though, my friends, even though Instagram feels off for some people, she is still selling through that platform. It's still working for her. And she sold through Instagram and Facebook by creating raving fans, which is huge. This is what we teach inside of MSM. She also cleaned up her system. So she worked on her pricing, her inventory, and she optimized her website to sell for her using our website and SEO module, which again, game changer over there. And she started sending out weekly emails to her customers to engage with them and push her products using the email module because there's also an email module inside. So Annika went from making $2,600 in June of 2020, okay, and after implementing Multistream Machine, she made $11,600 in July of 2020 and has had a five-figure month every month after that. So $2,600 to $11,600 in 1 month, I mean, that is bonkers amazing.
Yeah, and that math, just to do some quick math for you, it's over 1,000% growth. That's right? Is that how I read this thing?
Yes, I think so.
Because look at before this chart, before Multistream Machine and after.
Yes, we're looking at her back end of her Shopify.
Yeah. So which does the math for us. So I'm not doing the math myself. I'm just looking at the chart.
In June of 2020, she had 38 orders. In July of 2020, she had 210 orders. Okay. I know a lot of you out there are like, yes, I would love 200 orders. And not only that, I want to give some other stats. In June, she had 18 repeat customers. In July, she had 46 repeat customers. So that was not needing to go find new customers, is getting them to come back and buy, which is exactly what we teach inside of Multistream Machine. But she grew 116 new customers. So, I mean, I know a lot of you out there are like, that sounds amazing. I wish that could happen for us. It can. It can happen for you. It's happened for Annika. It happened for Dana and Aaron. It happened for Peggy. It's happened for so many of our students. And we want you to believe that it's possible for you too, no matter what is happening in the economy, no matter what is happening in the world, because this was Annika in June and July of 2020. And if you think back, it was not an easy time.
Yeah, it was not an easy time. And even from there, she's still working away, still growing. Should we give this update, Jacqueline?
Sure, let's give the update.
Okay, it's just wait a fun it. Story. Yes. So Annika now makes over $30,000 a month in revenue. And yes, she is profitable. We get that question all the time. We push all of our businesses that we work with to be profitable. We want you to be profitable, putting money in your pocket and not just busy, okay? She's living her dream life and she was able to pay her IVF journey while working less. So this was what she was working towards. She's told us this story about having IVF, you know, and creating a baby with science. And here's the crazy update is that she has the baby now.
The baby
and
is born.
It's a baby product boss.
And she said that without Multistream Machine and without what it did for her in sales, she wouldn't have never been able to afford IVF. So she said like her business helped her make a baby. Now baby is born and beautiful. And Annika was able to take time off.
And she's back now only 30% of the time.
Right, but she was able to have, I mean, we're in 2022 now. So yeah. Think about that growth because it's from 2020 to 2022. So 2 years, she's grown her business to over 30,000 a month. She has a small but mighty team. She has a baby. She took time off where she didn't have to work. And she actually had a team do that. So I want you to all close your eyes and just vision for yourself, wherever you are now, how amazing your life can look 2 years from now if you just take that step.
And it's definitely not overnight and might not look the same as what she did. You know, that's why we always say you have your own path to profit, but we want you to know that it is possible. And it's from working through Multistream Machine and our framework of systems, visibility, and sales. So you as a small product business can also become profitable and really create that initial snowball of sales and move that into 2023. It's going to be so exciting. So we're make sure that you jump into Multistream Machine immediately and multistreammachine.com because the doors close tomorrow or soon, very soon.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
So I'm going to play this one little sound clip for all of you to just hear some other stories from our students so that you know that this is possible for you. And if you believe us, if you take that leap, we have a payment plan, a really easy payment plan to really help you be able to generate sales quickly and make that money back really fast. Or if you take us up on our pay in full option of this investment, let me tell you, it is worth it with the pay in full bonus, which is the 90-day roadmap, which people beg us for tickets to this live event and the replay to help create their 90-day roadmap. And the only way you get that is when you sign up and join in pay in full. So we're going to roll this clip.
When I joined Multistream Machine, I started digging in. So in June, I made $2,600. And then in July, after implementing, I made $11,500.
I doubled my revenue stream just out of the gate.
My email list has increased 4 times.
I really wanted to get like a foundation for my business.
Everybody's always so willing to give information and support and help.
Just surrounding yourself by people who believe in themselves and are successful.
Because of what I learned in the course, I have got my bestsellers on Amazon.
I was always in that perpetual hamster wheel of I don't know what to do next. Once I found you guys, I realized, okay, I can focus on this one thing and figure it out, and then I'll move on to the next.
I started implementing, and then we started really gaining traction.
We have been doing 5-figure months consecutively ever since we joined.
That was amazing, right, Nina?
Mm-hmm. So, so amazing. So exciting.
Yeah. So we'll see you all inside of Multistream Machine. And tomorrow for our very last episode of this series where we're going to talk all about sales.
See you then.
Hey, hey, product boss. We all know that building a product-based business isn't easy, is it? But here's the truth. It doesn't have to be so hard.
In fact, when you have the right systems and support in place, you can skyrocket your sales and finally create the product business that fits your life and lifestyle. That's why we're so excited to announce that Multistream Machine is officially open for enrollment for a limited time.
We've taken our 20 years of experience in building product-based businesses, including our own, which have generated millions, and created a completely turnkey system to help you scale your business and create the revenue you've dreamed of.
If you're a product-based business owner who's ready to build a sustainable and thriving business that can support itself and pay you the salary you dream of.
Or get more customers to easily find you and buy from you without spinning your wheels while stuck on social media and spending money on paid ads.
Have a clear roadmap that shows you exactly how to create a plan and sell more so you can stop guessing and start knowing.
Then you're going to want to head to multistreammachine.com and check it out.
You can go through the course at your own pace. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. And our thousands of alumni can tell you there's no other course for product-based businesses like it.
So friends, we'll see you in there. Thank you for being here and listening all the way through the Product Boss podcast. If you love our show and it has helped you in any way in your business, would you mind doing 2 things for us? Subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode and leave us a review. Reviews help other product entrepreneurs know that this is the place to be to grow their businesses and realize that they're not alone. And we know that you all know that a 5-star and honest review helps you sell more products to more people. So you know that your reviews help us reach more listeners around the world. Remember, what we give is what we receive, and we are all about helping each other in the Product Boss community. We are all in this together. We would be so appreciative of you if you could take the time right now to subscribe, leave a review, and even share this episode on social or someone you know so we can impact more lives. And remember, subscribing means that you will get notified each time we release a new episode, so you never miss a thing. You have helped us grow and climb into the top 10 of all marketing podcasts, and together we can keep climbing. Thank you, friends. And remember, there is room at the top for all of us.